Colloquium, Monday, March 8th. Bill Robeson and Wolf Bort, and scenes from Through the Sipapu.
We first created the show last summer. Wolf came up to LA and contacted Steve White, who's another member of our company, the three-person show. Steve is a phenomenal percussionist, but he's working today. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here. Steve has a whole rack of instruments over on this side of the stage and does a lot of everything, underscoring a lot of the movement. He has a lot to do with the show, and he also acts in it and does a lot of other stuff as well. I guess before we go into a lot, we just want to launch into one of the pieces we do, hopefully not seeming too out of context. The piece basically is a hero's journey, contemporary hero's journey, based somewhat loosely on Joseph Campbell's mythology, but dealing a lot with images, dealing a lot with just specific situations that people, men and women, find. It's kind of more of a sort of a male's hero journey. It's a boy's thing. And some of the instances of situations that one would find themselves in life. And this is basically one of them. One section of the piece. This is actually a piece I created for my senior project, 87. And it'll be working. This is the abbreviated version.
Thank you.
piece, actually the whole piece is a series of scenes kind of like this, in which our hero finds himself in different situations, kind of going through different explorations of their sexuality and different ways of making a living. We have one scene in which there's three of us, there's a three table set up, and we deal with kind of the joys and also the disappointments, I guess, of life. And there's a scene in which we do a whole cooking piece where we have eggs flying through the air and oranges and juggling and percussion. There's a whole series of, we cook an entire breakfast basically on stage, hot plate and eggs, and it's just this massive sort of craziness. And it kind of comes from being in the kitchen and just like whacking on pots and pans when you're 5 years old, and just that kind of freedom of just like going crazy at work, just being bored and just like, you know, going nuts. And so a lot of the piece is based on that. Next piece we're going to do here is kind of a clown piece that comes out of his, I don't know, maybe partly out of his own mind, part of his perceptions of the world, the little boy running away from the circus kind of thing. He finds himself sort of trapped in this clown sort of unrealistic sort of place. And,
I work a lot with images, taking like a photograph or a memory or storytelling, and just working from those images and creating pieces from that. We spent a lot of time working on these pieces, just sitting around telling stories and talking about dramas and good times and bad times as kids, and drawing from that. So that it came from a personal base, but it isn't, hopefully it's not autobiographical, actors doing their marks on stage and working out their therapy, which you pay some good money for this. But we're coming to talk from a personal base. This scene is out of context. It's a piece, right, he's found a basket on stage, and he finds a baby, and he's a proud father, and he's thanking God, and he's almost dropping it, he's cooing it and cuddling it, and then he realizes it's a loaf of bread, and embarrassed and confused, and goes through his thinking basket, and this is where you come in. Thank you. got about 15 minutes.
15 minutes. 15 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to do one more mask piece and then kind of throw it open for some discussion, question and answer and stuff.
Very briefly, this really doesn't have a lot to do with our show. It's kind of partly of what I am about. I work with masks quite a bit. I was with a company called the Imago Theater Mask Ensemble in Portland. And instead, we ran so long, I'm going to go a little bit into how the mask works and stuff. But maybe very briefly, I think that I just want to demonstrate one mask that my partner, Beverly Schuster, created as a series of things. We actually did a piece for the Everett Symphony in Everett. It was a whole children's festival kind of thing. We created a whole entire 40-minute piece to Young Musician's Guide to the Orchestra, Benjamin Griffin. And this mask is part of that. And just this is, I guess, just on the side to just give you a sense of movement behind a mask, how the body changes, how the mask can kind of transform somebody. So anyway, that's
this mask basically was made out of paper mache and was done in clay first, clay form, and then kind of laid over with paper mache. I think this one was done with Safeway bags. And no, actually, this is newsprint, newspaper, but sometimes you have Safeway bags, which are heavier bags. You can lay tiny strips and do about four layers, alternate between comics, colored newsprint, and black and white, so you know which layer you're on. And so you can do lots of cool stuff with masks.
Show us the other one. I haven't seen these before.
While I'm changing, we'll talk more about something. You're not getting out of it that easy.
I'm on like a surf and wind ski patch number two. I hope we have time.
We've got about 10 minutes.
Yeah, good. Are there any questions for us?
We have fun.
kind of being like, it's sort of a Laurel Hardy thing, where this guy's just as big of a bonehead as this guy, except he thinks he's cooler. And this guy has, like, has a very little ego, and this guy has all the ego. So there's a lot of levels there, and status switches and all kinds of stuff.
Did you do math work here?
No.
Do you have like workshops or anything?
You should. So I've, you know, the last two and a half or three years I've been in Seattle. Before that, from 87 to about 90, I was involved in a theater company called Imago, which was, we used masks, but full body masks, somewhat similar to Mumenchan's, but more theatrical and more theater sense. Mumenchan's is a lot of manipulation, whereas ours was more had narrative and story and other aspects of theater involved. So I was inside a lot of big costumes and getting things, and my face was never seen in 3 years.
I met Bill doing street shows, and I went to school with freshman school life. And a lot of the ideas in this piece we took up with are things that I've wanted to develop for a long time. And so we came up here and just cranked it out. And now, the last couple of weeks, we've sort of ripped it apart and put it back together. I was a clown before I went to school, and they sort of beat it out of me and given me the classical training. And that was great. So then I came back with all that new stuff on top of my clowning, and then built back into clowning and now places my physical theater. And that was the view that I took. Whereas you,
I took, I don't know what route I took. I started out as a business medium, physical performer as well. Whereas you had the levels of it happening, I sort of did it all at once, and it kind of came out in the end doing that kind of thing. And I don't think I was as, in a sense, as trained classically as Wolf may have been, because the school I went to wasn't like boom, 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 a theater school. So I feel like somewhere along the line, you know, I still should maybe go back and integrate that into some of my work as well. But, and I come from a background of definitely movement and dance, clowning and theater and singing and musical stuff like that. But
you'd like to do a little section of Oklahoma for you.
You'd like to be at the Green Valley. Any other questions?
Could you just explain for everyone, Sip Up Who, what that is and Sip why you
is,
choose names.
Is a word that's actually Siberian, and it's, the word shaman is also from Siberia. And it's the shaman, witch doctor, healer of a group of people. They use a hole often to go into the underworld and go into the trance state. And in most cultures, the Hopis have it, the Navajo have it, and a lot of American Indians have it, as well as some of the Amazon people. The hole is in it, sometimes the tree. So Sip Up Who is the word for that hole that takes you down. And this piece is about journeying and growth and going into the unknown.
There's also aspects of that that they can go through, like hot springs, and come out hundreds of miles on the other side. So this whole sort of underworld existence down below, I guess. But it's not really hell or devil, it's just sort of a different kind of thing.
The Aruba tribe, or Amazonian Indians, take ayahuasca, they call it a drug, and they go into trance state, they go into their Sip Up Who they'll come up into the underworld forest, they hunt down a javelina, the wild pigs, and when they wake up, they'll come back to their body. The next day they get up and go to that spot and then find a javelina and kill them. So it's all, it's a very metaphysical term for change. Peace was going. We wanted to create something that was a journey, that he was journeying. We didn't know where to go. So we referred to Joseph Campbell's work and kind of his, the sort of given guidelines in a lot of different cultures from the hero's journey, and went through them kind of in a workshop sort of state and got some stuff out of it, but mostly just thinking along the lines of where the journey, what part of the journey is this piece and this piece and this piece, and how they all kind of interrelate.
Well, what's nice is that we are continually expanding the piece. Much chagrin of our stage manager and live person.
The clown piece we had, we didn't do it on Thursday, we did it on Sunday. It's fun. I started working on it Friday or Saturday.
So the piece is going through everything. It's really, really a wonderful opportunity to be able to do that. Instead of working the same thing. It's also nice to have a few throw stuff out.
And what's next after your friend?
I go to LA on a tour with the Mark Taper Forum, which is a theater down there. Show almost 4 months out of next year, so I go back there and stuff like that. The one man soul of clowns. So Harold's been
cheap. And I do a lot of touring through fairs and festivals. About 40 or so fair dates this year, and hopefully more. Doing a solo show on the street and stage. And there's a nibble for a possibility of producing, getting a solo show of mine produced actually next year with the producing company. So I'm in the process of thinking about that.
Please come to our show. We need audiences, we need your support. Thursday night at 10, late night, Sunday afternoon, too. Yeah.
Any more? It's pass it down.
That was a great theater town.
Anything else? I guess we still have a couple minutes, or are
we? That's just about the time, but we can, sure.
Are either of you looking forward eventually to sort of starting your own company and taking in people to train your work, and so it's not just you as one?
It's a good question. I think the companies do that, but I think that they really need to be established, I think, financially.
Right.
And that comes from being down the road and being more established. That's definitely a possibility, at least for me, is if I establish something like that, like Moomachance or any other kind of dance companies, have two or three companies sometimes that go out on the road, so they kind of split around and do that type of thing.
But the answer is really no.
Yeah. It's hard, but I was going to say it's very specific. The work is very specific to who we are, but.
And we can help out our fellow artists by spreading the word and showing those around to everyone else the rest of the week.
Bye,
thank you.
Thank you.